This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You, a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. I'm Jessica Pfeiffer, and as always, I'm joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus. Hey, Dr. Ken.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I got a funny story for you.
I'm ready.
Okay. When my daughter was probably about in first grade, she had a little boy that really liked her. And he said, "I really like you. Will you be my girlfriend?" And she said, "No, I can't be your girlfriend until you have a J-O-B." And she snapped her fingers.
That's a smart girl. That's early wisdom right there.
And his mom called me and she was laughing. She said, "Have you heard this story?" And I had not heard that story. My daughter had not told me when she got home from school. But we always laugh about that and joke that, you know, you can't date somebody until they have a J-O-B because they have to be able to take care of you, I guess.
I don't know. That's right.
But that is what we're talking about today is J-O-Bs, jobs and employability for our teens.
Yeah. And it's really funny how, you know, it's among the things that gets lost in the complication of life. We have, quote, so much going on. And many of our listeners, frankly, have the income that they don't actually have to have their teenager working. So those are all kind of good things, but it does create lots of options. And yet you have to think of what is the wisdom of what are the things that are really important. And experience in a workplace has always been critical for any maturity in adulthood. And so that's what we're talking about. Your kids, should they have a job? What does it mean to have a goal of, I want my young adult kids to be employable?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's, as a parent, you're right that sometimes it's easier on a parent not to have their kid have a job, because if you have summer vacation plans or, you know, just they're gone after school every day at a workplace, it's kind of frustrating or it inconveniences the family. But I think your long-term goal really should be to prepare your kid for adulthood. And the responsibility of a job is one really significant way, especially when it's outside the home, not their parents paying them for some chore around the house. You know, it's another person saying, that's not a very good job mopping the floor. You're going to have to do that again.
See, that's a really good point, because those are two good priorities. We want our family time and we want our kids to be with us. And so how is that not good? Yeah, it is good. But also with adolescents, certainly by middle and late adolescence, it is, I would say, equally important, if not more important, that they also are gaining in practical experience. What jobs did you have? Did you work? You didn't work. You sat around doing nothing, right?
No, I worked. No. When I was very young, like before I was 16 and could drive, I worked as a swim instructor. I had another person with me or over me, but I had to do all of the, you know, swim instruction and also lifeguarding and that sort of thing. I did a couple of odd jobs. Like I remember stuffing envelopes for a friend's dad every year and doing his inventory for his store.
Wow.
And things like that that were just odd jobs. I babysat because that was an easy one. Being a girl, man, people find out you
You
babysit and
know,
you're employed all the time.
big stacks of cash come in. Yeah,
Yes.
I'm always talking to teenage girls. How much did you get for doing that babysit? I don't know, $75. I'm like, did you even negotiate? You just said, see ya. And they came back and handed you a big, that's the best gig ever for
It
girls.
is. It is. It still is. My girls get paid a lot of money for babysitting and they're good at it. So they get a lot of jobs. So that's a great way to be employed. But then I also did jobs like I was a hostess at a restaurant for a while and I worked at a running shoe store and things like that too. And then, of
And you
course,
could
at college, I
probably
had
talk
jobs.
about, you could talk about the things that you learned from that. Like I
Right.
started as a lifeguard, kind of the same thing, junior lifeguard. I think it was like 14, and I was hoping to get in good so I'd get in on the regular rotation then the next year, and that didn't happen. They were playing favorites and whatever. That sort of was a drag, but I just went over and got a different job. I worked all night long at Texas Color Printers. Oh, that was so. I went on from 11 a.m. 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. That now that's a job.
How did you even so did you do this during the
Over
summer,
the
I
summer,
suppose?
yeah. Although a
Okay.
friend of mine kept doing it during the school year, but I couldn't keep doing it. But
No, there's no sleep.
I learned a lot there. It was the hardest job I've ever had. Worked at a delicatessen where they called me Kenny. Kenny, there's supposed to be a tomato here. What I mean, I you know, almost got fired, but it wasn't fair, so I went and had to talk to the guy. Just all these things. I worked at the school book depository, not the organization. They had moved since the Kennedy assassination, but
In
there was a guy.
Dallas.
Yeah, there was a
Yes.
guy there that had worked with Lee Harvey Oswald. You just learn stuff. That you can't get, and I think if you'd agree with me that every human must work in the service industry for some period of time, where you have direct customer contact, where you part of your job is keeping people happy. Do you agree with that?
Yes, it makes you a much kinder, more compassionate person. That's for
Yeah.
sure.
How was the
Just
hostess thing? Never got hit on, did you?
never got hit on. No,
Yeah,
a few
yeah.
times just because people wanted to be slid up in line. I was in a great restaurant, and most of the time on the weekend, our wait times were at least an hour and a half to 2 hours long. And so you wouldn't believe the number of people that came up with cash and was they, tried to get in or flirt or whatever,
Yes,
tried to get in.
yes.
And I, no, I'm
But
sorry.
those
Got to
are,
sit in
you
line like the
can't
rest of us.
teach that at home. You just
No.
can't. So yeah, that's kind of what's really important. It's a very valuable thing. So what about the fact that parents will say, yeah, but jobs aren't available out there?
Well, as a parent, I do see that it is harder now than it was when I was a kid because I think about the jobs that my peers had or that I had, and a lot of them go to adults now.
Yeah. And I
You
don't,
know, I
plus online work, you know, I think we're talking about the value of at least some period of time working with people. The online work can even be lucrative for some teenagers, but I still think you're missing out on the human interaction part. But I have no problem with parents who have some contact. They know a guy who owns a warehouse and he is looking to know of good teenagers to hire. Sure, that's fine if you want to help hook up that job. I think we've talked before about you don't want to spend a whole summer arguing, hey, you need to get a job. I already told you, I put in an application. You first yank the allowance, and then you might even say, look, if you don't get a job by X, then we have this that you need to, you'll do either work here or volunteer here, but you're not going to just not do your job. And we're not going to argue about how hard it is out there, you know?
Yes. Well, and there are some funny, my kids have a great opportunity. Let me start with that. My husband has a business and they can work in a warehouse over the summers, which they can do at the age of 14. So they do that, which is great. But as they've gotten older, they've all decided that is actually the worst work they've ever had in their entire lives and they want a different job. And so
Because they
they go
didn't
out
work at
trying to
Texas
find
Color Printers, I'm just saying.
They go out and they try and find a different job because it is miserable, hot, dirty work. And so they end up, and let me say, by the way, my husband does not supervise them. He
I
has
was
someone
going to
else
ask.
who supervises them. He doesn't want to be their supervisor because he doesn't
Is
feel
that
like,
real though? Like if they screw up, they were
yes.
in fact corrected by
If they are
someone.
late to work, they get a yelling from somebody else, not from my
Okay,
husband,
okay.
because they don't. And he told my husband is says treat them like any other employee. But you know, I mean, you got to think
It
that
you
it's
can't
oh,
be
it's still the boss's
100% that.
kid, right?
Yeah.
But my kids have had some hard conversation with these bosses, and the bosses are frustrated with whatever they're not doing right. So they do talk to them about it. But then as they've gotten older, they've said I don't ever want to do that again. So I'm gonna have to work at somewhere else. And it was funny, my daughter recently applied to a couple of positions that she thought were a possibility around our area, and then realized she applied to a Lowe's, like home improvement store in a different state instead of.
Whoops.
And we were like, how did you do that? She's like, I don't know. I guess I didn't realize it wasn't the one close to us. And I
I
was
can
like,
see that.
that's
I can totally
ridiculous.
see that.
But it's like, it's a lot of trial and error, and it is a lot of, girl, how are you going to make it in the real world
Right.
sort of thing.
And I think that's an important message to keep putting in there. For example, for our family, one of the things that helped a lot was how many stories. My son's, I guess it was a year. Anyway, his working at Cracker Barrel still gives us the best stories ever. One of my daughters worked at Anthropologie, and it's part of real life. But the thing I would want to emphasize, it is very important for our young people, and this is what I think contributes a lot to the current mental health struggles. They really need to know, what am I needed for in my community? What am I needed to contribute? And so the message of you need to be doing this so that when the time comes, you can have a skill experience that people will pay you for is valuable. That's really important for teenagers to know. And that pressure that you get pushback. Basically, is the pushback of saying, no, I'm not really essential here. And you really don't want to agree with that. You are essential. You are part of us. You are needed out there. And we will not listen to, well, I have anxiety. Yeah, you do. So you're going to need to get a job and deal with your anxiety. Too often, the what is a real sensitivity and being responsive can almost accidentally venture into. In indicating indirectly that, you're really not ever going to be someone that is actually needed out there. And I know adults 25, 28 that I'm working with that still have never really been pressured because of one or two parents that are still thinking, well, he does have ADD. Yeah, me too. Like that's not a reason that says you're going to be sitting on the sidelines your whole life.
For sure. Well, and I think as a parent, you kind of are tempted to protect your kid, right? Of, from this maybe a painful experience. And I think you do have to find, you look at your kid and their personality, and you know that if your kid struggles with looking people in the eye and is not the friendliest and
Right.
doesn't have a very outgoing, very introverted. I mean, there's a different job for them than there maybe is your very gregarious, happy, outgoing, ready to meet a stranger person. So,
Yep.
you kind of have to find that suitable thing. But I think that sometimes the opposite is true, where kids think they are going in to apply as the CEO and they don't want anything like a job as a checker or a
Yeah.
bagger or a stalker. They
Yeah.
think that's below them. And I think that's a problem as well.
Yeah, because it contributes to a false sense of helplessness. I've had many conversations with college age anyway, like definitely able to work and talk about, and they'll talk about there's nothing available. And then you find out that they mean nothing preferable to my esoteric tastes of what work I'm willing to do. And so, you have different ways of talking about. One of mine is, okay, let's just say, God forbid, your parents and any, all of their wealth disappeared tomorrow. What would you do then? What kind of thing you could make it? What would that kind of look like? Well, that's a grocery store stocking job. Yeah. Why don't you start looking there? Things that do kind of just structure what the issue is. You need to be able to provide for yourself someday. And how's that going to look? Because alternatively, what you end up with is a significantly amount of entitlement that wants, but I can't believe you would expect me to be the one to go out and make the money for it.
Yeah. And I don't want that in my kids. That
That's
scares me,
right.
right? I
Yep.
mean, we've had a kid that was struggling with that, was kind of sounding very entitled about everything, needed, demanding of us paying for certain things. And we finally said, nope, no more allowance. You're still in high school, but you're gonna have to figure it out. And
Cut
it's
your kid
hard.
off.
I cut my kid off, and it's, and just for gas money and things like that, paying for the phone. We're no longer paying for a phone. We're no longer paying for the gas money. We're no longer paying for friends and outings. And we never did that anyway. They were supposed to be paying for that. So, but I think it forces them to reconsider what they're willing to do to work. And certainly there are a lot of options out there when you get to looking. I mean, dog sitting, babysitting, that sort of thing. Asking for money for birthdays instead of, or Christmas or whatever, instead of actually getting gifts so that they can pay for their phone bill. I mean, it's gotten
Yeah,
to be
that gets
creative.
kind
So
of depressing, isn't it? Like, I just
just
need
like,
you to
here's your
pay a bill.
cash.
Like, oh,
Here's your
come on.
cash.
Yeah. But in our
Yeah.
culture, with the more and more virtual everything, it does mean there's a greater market, the value of people who have interpersonal skills, who can look you in the eye, can talk, can negotiate, sell. Those things are actually always valuable, but there is, in some ways, fewer and fewer people that can really do that. So talking to your kids about that, and their ability to handle interpersonal situations, is just extremely valuable.
Okay, so what would you say to a parent who maybe has listened to this podcast and says, I think you're right. I think my kid needs a job. And you have the other parent who says, oh, that's really going to conflict, with their sports schedule. That's really going to conflict with our family time or our vacation schedule this summer. So I really don't want them to do that because it's more of, or I'm going to have to drive them to work. So it's going to be more of a burden than it's worth to me. What would you say to those parents who are in disagreement about what to do?
I think that gets at a larger scale of kind of what is your family's stage in life and what are we doing? So, when your children are little, there's really that age where they're not as much trouble, like they're not toddlers, but they're still able to enjoy doing stuff. That's a great time for that. But once your first kid gets into adolescence, that sort of signals a different thing that's beginning to happen. And I think it should affect your long-term planning. Like, this may not be the best time to be doing that if two of our kids are over 14, 15, because they need, what they need is more of that kind of experience. What that gets down to is that you're giving up on, frankly, what the parents want. We really want to pack in more special family times. And I get that. That is good. But it's particularly good for your children when they're pre-adolescents. And then by middle and later adolescence, that's they're not going to well, that's, actually, I was going to say they're not going to hate it. That's also where you run the risk, those times when you pay money to go to a place and you got this surly teenager who's sitting in there on a video game. So I don't even mind if it's time to one or more of my teenagers can't go on an X trip because they have to work, but the rest of us are going and you're going to stay with your aunt. I don't see a problem with that. Again, it's part of the overall signaling that we're not kidding. You are now entering our stage of life. I think it's important to talk to your kids about your own experiences. I do find it interesting when I talk about my work experience. My kids do have a kind of a, I don't know, they have a different look on their face. Just like, I can't quite figure out. Maybe it's just annoying. I don't know. But it is a, I feel like they do pay attention to the kind of things that I went through at their age. you don't overdo it. And I'm not making a speech out of it, but it really is almost like adult to adult, like, oh, I know. One time I, and you know, it all signals that. So I think the thing to do there is to think about your family planning and kind of pay attention to, are we a family of more at the stage of packing in the family moments, or have we headed into a period of now our kids need to be preparing their own lives? And then now that I'm older, I can tell you, then you come back around and you've got grandkids you can do stuff with. So it's, you know, it's not necessarily done. It just you restart.
Well, I think that's good. I think that's good advice because I think you're right. At this point, I've got one kid out of college. He's working full time. One kid in college, but she works every summer. And another kid that's a senior in high school, and another that's in eighth grade. And I think about our family vacation schedule or the times that we get together, and it's difficult to get everyone together. People have vacation time that they're allotted, so not everybody can go
That's
on every
right.
trip, that sort of thing. And so I think, this is just part of where you're going anyway, and
Yeah.
you're already headed that direction. And hopefully, you're teaching your kids that they're able to handle these things and balance this. Maybe they work extra shifts so they can go on the vacation the next week or whatever it is that they need to negotiate with their
Yes.
boss. You know, I mean, there
And
are very
you
valuable
need,
lessons
and they have to
there.
do it themselves. You know, obviously, you don't call a manager of the pizza place to say, yeah, I just would never, you know, I mentioned that I wasn't fired, but I went from being this guy on the sandwich line at the deli to all of a sudden I looked in the schedule and I'm just bussing tables. I had been sort of demoted and no one told me anything. And I went home and I remember being really upset. I can't remember what my mom said, but I guarantee you she didn't go up to the restaurant. And so I put on my best rubber clothes. That's what we wore back then, polyester something, and went up there and talked to this manager who was, pardon me, a jerk, just a jerk. But I basically begged for a second chance, and I got it. And it was, you know, it was my kids, you know, I don't think they love that story, but they're always surprised to hear, yeah, no, I've been practically fired. Yeah, I was fired. Sure. I was not given the right preference, you know, in this or that job. There's always that one job where you fight to get on the forklift and, you know, whatever. But, you know, those are all things that are really important. And I've said this, I think, elsewhere, but I even am honest about I was that guy, the progressive dude that told my kids, listen, if you go to college, just major in what really interests you. And your career will follow. And I secretly scoffed at that dad out there that's like, you need to get a marketable degree. I'm not paying for something, you know, where you're an art history major or whatever. And I look back now and I think, yeah, I think that guy's right. There's much to be said post high school, not only having the college experience, which I value a lot, but also what will you be doing? You know, and Middle East dance studies is not an employable thing. And it's a good idea with secondary training if you're going to support after high school stuff, to continue that discussion of how is this going to make you money? And I'm just admitting that I'm a changed person on that. I've gone from progressive dude to, yeah, you got to make a living. You've got to be valuable to your community so they will pay you to do the thing you do.
For sure. I think that's true because college is so expensive these days. And when you look at it, you think, goodness, are you going to be able to earn what I've just
Exactly.
dropped into your education or what you've dropped into your education? I mean, it takes a while to make that money back. So it has to be economical. I think that we've lost sight of that sometimes with our kids.
All of which continues to bring home the point, you as my young adult child are valuable to the community. You need to prepare yourself for your role in the community, rather than just always kind of taking your pulse and your temperature, how you feeling, how you feeling. You really have to be, it's essential for young people to know what is my value here? What am I needed for in the community?
I think that's really good. Well, this has been an interesting conversation, Dr. Ken. And I know that parents are, I've talked to parents on both sides of the fence where parents say, oh, I don't want my kid to have a job, and others that are like, I want my kid to have a job, but we're having a hard time even knowing where to start because there's so
Right.
few out there. So I hope that this encourages parents to start thinking about this with their kids and start talking about this. Summer's coming up, but even now there are ways that they can earn some money, either, pay, people pay for someone to pay, come by and check the house when they're out of town and that
That's
sort of
right.
thing as well. There's all kinds of ways that you can volunteer your services or get paid for your services. And I think that's an important thing for us as parents to be thinking of and not be dismissive of that area of our kids' lives.
That's exactly right.
So thank you, Dr. Kim.
See ya.
Thank you for listening today. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com. If you enjoy this podcast, would you mind leaving us a review? This is how others find our podcast.
This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.